Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Chuck Cadillac, Charles W. Cadillac, the author of Down 100,000, Fact or Fiction. Chuck, I don't have it in front of me. Remind me of the booklet, the gold standard booklet.
Yeah, it's called the 21st Century Gold Standard for Prosperity, Security, and Liberty. You can get it at the website, thegoldenage.com. You can get a free download. It's a booklet. And it talks about the reason monetary reform is so vital to our growth and prosperity. One of the amazing things the gold standard does is produce high-paying jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And under a gold standard, 4% average annual growth over 10-year periods was not unusual. It didn't happen every rolling 10-year period, but it was fairly typical. We haven't had a 10-year period of 4% growth since 1973.
Long time, yeah.
1973. Even the boom of the Reagan boom and the Clinton boom, we never got 10 years of 4% growth.
Yep. Yep.
And I can tell you, at 4% growth, all the problems we're talking about start to go away. You know,
Can we do gold, converting to gold incrementally? Because one of the problems we've got, Chuck, as you know, and everybody in the audience knows I'm not a gold standard expert, although I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night, and I know guys like you, Chuck, who've helped me. But my question is, it's going to be virtually impossible to flip a switch and convert back to gold. You and I both know that. It's just not realistic.
Yeah, no one's recommending that.
Okay,
no,
but how do we do it incrementally? How do we eat this hog one leg at a time?
Yeah. So the first thing you do, I mean, there's actually a proposal and that some colleagues and I worked on. It's in Herman Cain's new book, 999 Army of Davids. We lay it out right there. So the first thing that happens is the President of the United States announces his intention to restore dollar gold convertibility at a fixed rate of exchange. And he instructs the Federal Reserve to begin to put a band around the price of gold of plus or minus 20%. Actually, that's what the Fed used in the 1980s.
What does that mean?
Stability. So in other words, if the price of gold today is $1,500 an ounce, just to keep the math simple, that if the price were to rise to $1,800 an ounce, the Fed would actually sell treasury bills and contract the monetary base.
They're going to corral the price. They're going to keep the price from going up or down too much.
What they're going to do is they're going to stabilize the value of the dollar.
Right.
Well, but in the interim, the price of gold is also looks elevated relative to other commodities because of the amount of uncertainty. So you want to allow the price of gold to do a lot of the adjusting before you do the fixing. So
right.
Over a two-year period, you just narrow that from 20% down to 15%, down to 10%.
And then what?
And then at a date certain, you reestablish the fixed rate of exchange between And importantly, you allow Americans to exchange their dollar bills, their currency, or deposit they have at the Fed for gold, bullion, or coin issued by the federal government. So the people control the amount of money they want at a fixed price.
But they wouldn't start using gold for business or for consumer.
In fact we'd use credit cards, we'd use checks, like everything we do today, except we know the value of the dollar. If you ask the question, what's the dollar worth, you'd say, well, it's worth 1/1500th of an ounce of gold, or 1/1000th of an ounce of gold, whatever that rate of exchange happens to be.
Right. How does that
which
how
is
does
the
that,
way that, by the way, that's that where it was for 200 years.
How does that work from a global standpoint as we interface and do business with other people?
Well, it would make the dollar the currency of choice throughout the world, which would be an enormous competitive advantage.
Would that make it stronger?
Well, no. Actually, what would happen is that everybody else would fix to the dollar and or gold, inevitably.
So would that hurt? Would that hurt our exporters?
No, it would actually help our exporters. And it would also help importers. Right. It would actually help us to both sell and buy more effectively, which is how you get economic growth.
Is Mitt Romney even close to being the kind of a guy who would do something like this?
Romney has said, to his credit, that he's open to look at this issue. He's clearly not made the decision, but one of his key advisors, Glenn Hubbard, who's the dean of at Columbia Business School, has written a book about how destructive one of the chapters.
Well, and Steve Forbes is a big gold guy like you are, and he, I'm sure he listens. I'm sure Romney probably listens to him. He ought to be listening to Chuck Cadlick too. Hey, Chuck, thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jim.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.